Scott here once again from WFAQ LP Muckwonago, the nation's music source at 101.3 FM. And it is my pleasure to introduce you to, once again, Wyatt Gents, the football coach for the East Troy High School football Trojans. How you doing, Wyatt?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Welcome back to the nation's music source.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here, and you know, it's always fun getting back with you and Dog. So
Princess Reina, yeah
exactly.
The station mascot, yeah.
Exactly. The three of us are quite the trio.
Already a team.
Exactly. There we go.
Okay. Well, let's talk about week one.
Yeah.
The first game that you guys played against Palmyra Eagle High School football. And let's review the game and talk about, you know, lessons learned, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it was, when you talk about, you know, your stereotypical Friday night in the Midwest, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. Just a great venue. It's a great, you know, community when you talk about that small town rural Wisconsin, which, you know, most of the schools down here are. So, you know, just from a venue standpoint, you know, me from being up north, it was cool to check out the stadium and you know, walk around a little bit and see something new. And obviously, you know, very talented football team. You know, going into last week, talking about, you know, Wilson Jones, and I'm sure everybody knows his name now after 260 rushing yards. So, a very, very talented team. Obviously, you know, well-coached team. So, you know, when you go and on the road and you go play a team like that, at the end of all you can do is tip your cap. You know, it was the first time, you know, as a head coach. So getting used to that. And for a lot of our kids, this is their first time playing a varsity football game. So them getting that experience in, all right, now it's a really, really big stadium with a lot of people watching me, and it's a lot more intense. And I really think it's just a fun opportunity for everybody involved. And any chance that you get to, you know, take the field with your guys, I mean, what's better than that? So, you know, just to kind of look back at the game, obviously, you know, it didn't go the way we wanted it to.
It was a tough loss.
It was a tough loss.
I watched the game, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can look at it two ways, is you lost and then you're mad about it, or, you know, you can look at all the ways that you can, you know, improve for the next week. So, you know, we watched back the film, we were able to make our corrections, and, you know,
it was a close game. You guys were actually ahead beginning, the first quarter, right?
Yeah, our offense moved the ball well, and our defense was getting stops, and, you know, when you play a high-powered offense like they have, you know, if you're out of position on one play, they'll make you pay for it. So, you know, I think they're going to have a really successful season. It was just fun to, you know, get over there and compete against them. And especially, you know, we were talking about that before we kind of came on here and talking.
Yeah.
You know, those non-conference games, you know, it's fun when you can play those more talented opponents and, you know, get that experience of playing the solid teams under your belt before you go into your conference. And, you know, when you're playing in the Rock Valley, there's a lot of talented teams and, you know, head coaches that are respected that, you know, we're going to face this season.
Is that the name of the conference?
Yeah.
Rock Valley?
Yeah, okay. We're in the Rock Valley Conference for football. Yeah, no, it was a great week one. We got a lot that, you know, we put on film that I was very, very happy about. You know, as a coaching staff, I feel like we were very, very happy with a lot of, you know, the performances from our guys. So
what were some of the highlights?
I think some of the biggest things were just the, you know, overall effort from our guys. You know, it's really, really easy once you see that, you know, that punt return go back for a touchdown or the 98-yard scamper go for a touchdown. You can hang your head and kind of pack it in. But
yeah, those are two tough plays to watch, you know, the other team.
Yeah, and yeah. I think, you so know, you look
let's
at the...
Let's back up. So what was the final score again to get our listeners up to
36
speed?
36-24. You know, we have four rushing touchdowns, which, you know, I'm very happy about them. I'm big on running the ball.
Yeah, a lot of running.
300, you know, some odd rushing yards, something around that area. So, you know, the rushing
quarterback got hurt.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, Braden went down in the second quarter, and our running back, also one of our team captains, Adam Schreiber, stepped in and did a great job and continued to do a great job in that spot. So
how many yards did he have?
He had 29 carries for 111 yards, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, his partner
for him
in the
to pick up and be quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
Was amazing.
Yeah, no, his partner in the backfield, Seth Linkford, you know, senior for us, had 150 some odd rushing yards. So, it was a ground attack. So, I was very happy. Our O-line really, really worked hard. You know, we pushed those guys extremely hard. We expect a lot out of our offensive line. You know, shout out to Coach Salas and Coach Hook. You know, I expect probably the most out of any group and any coaches from those guys because the game is won up front. So I was very happy with our performance on the offensive line. So,
yeah.
And I have two just phenomenal coaches that work with that unit. I couldn't get luckier. And, you know, most schools have one offensive line coach or an offensive line coach that's also the defensive line coach. So, you know, for us to have two guys that are just solely dedicated to that position, I'm very, very lucky. So,
yeah.
So taking that away, you know, effort that I feel like our responsiveness to plays of sudden changes. So like those ones where the big plays happen, we never got too high or too low. So I like that we were able to really, you know, even though we're a young team, act mature as we kind of progress throughout the contest.
Yeah. So what do you tell the guys when they drive the ball down to first and goal, and unfortunately they turn the ball over, and then the next play, the other team scores from there?
Yeah.
You know, how as a coach do you, you know, on the sideline, do you guys?
Yeah. No, I think it's something.
What do you say to guys like that?
You know, a couple of years ago, I think I probably would have yelled and, you know, tried to make the correction that way. But I really kind of taken a 180 on that in the past couple of years, just seeing how kind of kids respond to, you know, coaching. You know, our three core values, and the guys all know, I repeat them every single day, is, you know, work hard, be a great teammate, be the most excited to do your job. Yeah! And I feel like too many guys or too many coaches, not to disrespect anybody, but there's just too many, you know, rules or slogans or this and this and that. And, you know, keep it simple.
Yeah.
I mean, those are three things we want to believe in. So, you know, when we turn the ball over on the 1 yard line and it gets tough, well, you know, all right, it's time to be a great teammate. So the guy that fumbled that ball, let's pick him up. You know, as a defense, let's rally and, you know, all right, you know, our offense, you know, turn the ball over as a defense. You know, let's be great teammates to the offense and get the ball back for him. And then at the end of it, being the most excited to do your job. At the end of the day, I don't care if, you know, you fumble it. I mean, you're still playing football and, you know, we still need you the next play. And I think no matter what happens on the field, that the fact that they're doing it together and they get to do it in front of a, you know, a community that really rallies around them and supports them, I don't feel like you got to be excited to do your job then. So
wise words, coach.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. Always an optimist.
Yeah. Love, no, I try to be.
That's cool. Okay. Let's talk about week two. What's coming up here? What's the next game?
Yeah. So this Friday, home.
The date.
So that would be August 30th. We're playing at home. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. playing Milwaukee at Ronald Reagan High School. So it'd be fun to, you know, play a school that a little bit bigger than us in enrollment size. And I got great respect for what they do over there. You know, the offense they run is very well coached. They don't make very many mistakes. So it reminds me a lot of Wisconsin Rapids and Coach Biola, what he was doing up there when we played them at my old school. So I love playing teams like that because it's such a fun, it's almost like a fight in a phone booth every single play. So I'm really looking forward to it. And this is going to be the first varsity football game at East Troy in a while. So
Okay. Have
youth night. So we got a bunch of kids that are going to be coming out and, you know, making a tunnel for us when we're taking the field. So I feel like there's going to be a good buzz on Friday night. So I'm looking forward to it.
A lot of energy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I feel it already.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's fun to, you know, you walk through town or you go to the grocery store and people are talking about it, or you see the East Troy football gear starting to, you know, pop up a little bit more around town. So it's fun.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, coach. Well, thank you so much. And where can people find out more?
Yeah, so all of our social medias. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, and X. If you just look up East Troy Football. Also, if you want to live stream our game, you can find it on Huddle TV. And on Huddle TV, if you search East Troy High School, you'll find our live stream for football. But like I said last week, the best way to find us is at the field. So come join us in person at East Troy High School. It's going to be a great game.
Okay, Coach Jens, we've been talking with Wyatt Jens here, the nation's music source from East Troy High School football. Go Trojans, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Go Trojans.
This has been Commander Todd speaking with Wyatt Jens, a head coach for East Troy High School football, coming to you from the nation's music source, WFAQ LP Maguanago, 101.3 FM on your radio.